This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. In between the junior varsity and varsity basketball game, I had the privilege of being part of the presentation of the Arrowhead Open check, the money raised from the golf tournament last August. And the check was presented for this year's total of over $24,000. They also had a check reflecting the past 4 years, which totaled more than $100,000, which goes to the athletic teams here at Nokomis. Great job done by the Nokomis Athletic Club and all the folks in and around the Nokomis area. Carter Sobel jumping center against Jordan Gregg, 6'8 against 6'4, and the opening tip controlled by Nokomis, and we are underway in this Montgomery County rivalry tonight. Here's Ransdell around to the right side off to Hendricks Barnes. Down underneath to McDowell. McDowell trapped on the low block, spins his way, forces the shot, no good. Carter Sobel the rebound. He moves, puts it off the glass and in. And that's how this ball game starts. Carter Sobel with the first bucket of the night, and Nokomis leads 2-0. Hillsborough with the basketball. Nokomis with some pressure in the backcourt. Here's Drake Payton down into the left corner. Picks up his dribble. Gives the ball into the corner. Now to Schreiber, and the ball knocked out of bounds, and it's going to belong to Nokomis off the hands of Drake Payton. So the first turnover of the night goes to Hillsborough. Nokomis in the home white uniforms, trimmed out with black lettering and numbers and crimson as part of the trim. Hillsborough in the road uniforms, the black with the white numbers and orange lettering, trimmed out with orange along the edges. Nokomis with the basketball. Here's a pass out to Sobel. Intercepted by Jordan Gregg for Hillsborough. Gregg goes in and is fouled by Sobel. So Carter will get his first personal foul, first team foul. And Jordan Gregg will be at the line to shoot two for Hillsborough. We played just about a minute here in the opening quarter. Packed house here tonight at Nokomis. And Jordan Gregg, the 6'4" junior for Hillsborough at the free throw line. First toss is short. Score remains 2-0 in favor of Nokomis. And the next toss from Jordan Gregg of the Toppers is too long. Rebound by Camden Ransdell of Nokomis. Camden brings it into the front court off to Barnes on the right wing. A bounce pass down low, and Peyton Tester breaks up the play, and Hillsborough comes up with a steal. Here's Drake Payton, top of the key, down the lane, off to Peyton Tester. Layup is good, and Peyton ties this game up at 2. 6:48 to go in the opening quarter. Nokomis with the basketball. Ransdell to midcourt. He's guarded out there by Alex Schreiber. Down the lane, and the ball stripped away. Drake Payton comes up with it. Here comes Drake down the lane. The layup is no good, and a foul on the floor. Before the shot, it'll be out of bounds for Hillsborough. Foul that time is going to be against Hendricks Barnes, his first, team second for Nokomis. Toppers inbounded to Peyton Tester in the right corner. Back to Payton. Here's Caden White in the right wing. Back out front to Drake Payton. Back to Caden. And now White returns the pass, and it goes into the backcourt where it's picked up by Austin McDowell. Gets the easy layup. McDowell with his first bucket tonight. Makes it a 4-2 lead for Nokomis, and now the Toppers throw the ball out of bounds. Turnover number 3 by Hillsborough. 6:14 to go in the first quarter. Nokomis with a 4-2 lead. And now Nokomis will inbound the ball on their own end of the floor along the sidelines down towards the corner. Comes into Ransdell. Back to Hendricks Barnes. Barnes on the right wing outside the arc. Drives into the basket. Double pump and is fouled. And it's probably going to be Jordan Gregg getting the foul. Yep. Jordan gets his first. Team's first for Hillsborough. And Barnes will be at the line to shoot 2 for Nokomis. 6:06 to go, opening quarter. Nokomis leads 4-2. Hendricks Barnes' free throw is good. Nothing but net for Hendricks. And a 5-2 Nokomis lead. And the next toss from the 6'2 senior is on the way, and this one is in and out. Rebound battled for, tipped to the corner, tipped out of bounds, going to belong to Nokomis. Ball will be inbounded along the sidelines down near the corner. Austin McDowell will be the trigger man for Nokomis. Out to Camden Ransdell. Ransdell puts the ball on the floor, one dribble. Off to the right side to Hendricks Barnes. Barnes looks for the cutter. Goes inside to Carter Sobel. Low block. Carter kicks it back out to Barnes. Hendricks drives the lane. Puts it up from six. No good. Ball loose on the floor. Big scramble for it. Jump ball. As Schreiber was in there, Carter Sobel was in there for Hillsboro and Nokomis respectively. And the possession arrow is going to give the ball to Hillsboro. A 5-2 Nokomis lead. 5:44 to go first quarter. A long pass into the front court to Caden White for Hillsboro. White along the left side. Back out near the top of the key on the dribble. Picks up his dribble, gives it off to Drake Payton along the right sidelines. His pass deflected away, and the Toppers turn it over for the fourth time tonight. Nokomis with the 5-2 lead in the ball. 5.5 to go first quarter. Here's Barnes on the right side. Hendricks looking, looking. They lob it into Braden Sobel. Braden turns, shoots, no good. Rebound Carter Sobel, put that good. Carter has 4 points tonight and a 7-2 lead for Nokomis. Hillsboro with the basketball. 5:08 to go in the opening quarter. Jordan Gregg to Caden White. Back to Gregg, back to White, and it's off his fingertips and out of bounds. Turnover number 5 by Hillsboro. And timeout call by Hillsboro. 5 minutes exactly to go in the first quarter. It's Nokomis 7, Hillsboro 2. Back with more from Nokomis High School right after these messages. Well, coming up tomorrow morning at 9:03 here on FM 106, it'll be Sports Saturday. We'll be talking about this week's girls' regional tournament play and taking a look at the boys' regional tournament pairings, which were announced later this afternoon, earlier this afternoon. And that'll be 9:03 tomorrow morning on Sports Saturday. Nokomis with the basketball. McDowell will bring it into the front court and goes backdoor to Ransdell. Layup is no good, but the tip by Carter Sobel is good. Sobel with 6 points and a 9-2 lead for Nokomis. 4:44 to go in the first quarter. Hillsboro with the ball. Caden White into Schreiber. Alex tries to pass across the lane, and it's intercepted by Nokomis. Turnover number 6 by the Toppers. Here's Camden Ransdell. Left side, down to the baseline, 10-footer is short. Rebound by Alex Schreiber of Hillsboro. Alex dribbles to midcourt. Down, a long pass down to the baseline. They were trying to hit Keaton Pruitt, who had checked into the game. Ball was deflected out of play, and it's going to belong to the Hilltoppers. Keaton Pruitt, a 5'11 junior. Replaced Drake Payton, and now Payton will come back in, and he's going to replace Alex Schreiber. So the Toppers will inbound on the baseline. Skins lead this one 9-2. Caden White will inbound the basketball. Bounce pass into Peyton Tester from 10. Good. Peyton has all four Topper points. 9-4. Nokomis with the lead and the basketball. 4:15 to go first quarter. Here's Camden Ransdell into the front court. Left side of the lane into the corner to Austin McDowell. Austin leans in, gives the ball off to Braden Sobel in the corner. Baseline jumper good. Braden Sobel with his first bucket tonight. And that increases the Nokomis lead to 7, 11-4. Hillsboro with the basketball. Here's Keaton Pruitt in the front court. Now trapped in the coffin corner. Long pass over to Payton on the right side. Jordan Gregg out to Pruitt. Bounce pass back to Payton. Payton, a three-pointer, no good. Chased into the corner. And it's going to be out of bounds off of Hillsboro. And we're going to have a foul on Peyton Tester of Hillsboro. Peyton will get his first, team second. Out of bounds for Nokomis in the backcourt. 3.5 to go first quarter. Nokomis leads Hillsboro 11-4 in this non-conference battle of Montgomery County Schools. Here's Hendricks Barnes on the right wing. Into the right corner goes to Ransdell. Camden back to Barnes at the free throw line. He's open. He shoots, and it's good. Hendricks Barnes with 3 points tonight. 13-4. Nokomis with the lead. Hillsboro with the basketball. 3:13 to go first quarter. Here's Pruitt into the front court. Hands the ball right to Carter Sobel of Nokomis. Sobel runs into some traffic. Gives the ball off to Camden Ransdell. Open for the three, straight on. It's short. And Carter Sobel had the rebound. It's knocked out of his hands. Loose, picked up by Keaton Pruitt of Hillsboro. Gives off to Drake Payton. Payton puts up the runner. No good. The ball rebounded by Hendricks Barnes, and we're going to have a foul against Drake Payton of Hillsboro. That'll be Drake's first, team's third. Out of bounds for Nokomis in the backcourt. 2:50 to go in the opening quarter. Nokomis 13, Hillsboro 4. Nokomis with the basketball. Tonight's crowd is one of those crowds you used to have 25, 30 years ago. Nearly a packed house tonight as the two Montgomery County schools square off. Hendricks Barnes Left side, back out front to Camden Ransdell. Ransdell feeds off to the wing. McDowell open for the three, no good. Rebound on the weak side, pulled down by Keaton Pruitt for Hillsboro. Out to Drake Payton, back come the Toppers, who trail 13-4. Pruitt, top of the key, off to Caden White. Caden, bounce pass into Jordan Gregg, back out front to Pruitt. Here's Payton, open for the three from the corner, in and out, no good. Ball tipped to the floor, picked up by Camden Ransdell of Nokomis. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Nokomis leads 13-4 and has the basketball. Here's Barnes on the right wing. Boy, Peyton Tester and Braden Sobel going at it. Couple of big guys doing battle in there, and Peyton Tester is going to get the foul. It's going to be Peyton's second, team's fourth. But Sobel and Tester were entwined that time. And Peyton Tester got the foul, his second of the night. Ball inbounded by Hendricks Barnes right underneath the Camden Ransdell, who lays it off the glass and in, his first bucket tonight. And a 15-4 lead for Nokomis. 105 seconds to go, first quarter. And a bad pass at midcourt, intercepted by Hendricks Barnes of Nokomis. He drives down, the shot rejected by Jordan Gregg of Hillsboro. And the ball will be inbounded by Nokomis on the baseline. Barnes the trigger man. Hillsboro in a man-to-man defense. And Barnes will inbound the bar to Carter Sobel. Sobel, a couple of dribbles out to Camden Ransdell. Ransdell feeds off to Hendricks Barnes. Now to Carter Sobel on the low block. The ball knocked away, scramble for it. Jordan Gregg comes up with it. And Hendricks Barnes dives in for it. And a jump ball, and it's going to go back to Nokomis. So Nokomis will end down on the baseline with just under 90 seconds to play in the first quarter. A 15-4 lead for Nokomis. Barnes inbounds the ball to Braden Sobel in the right corner. Braden gives it out to Camden Ransdell. Back to Carter Sobel, a 6'8 sophomore. Carter dribbles back out front. Gives the ball off to Hendricks Barnes, around to the left side to Camden Ransdell. Low block to Braden Sobel, turnaround 10-footer, good. Braden with 4 points tonight. And Nokomis leads by a baker's dozen, 17-4. A minute to play in the first quarter. Hillsboro with the basketball. Jordan Gregg. Bounce pass to Caden White out of Caden's reach. And the ball is going to belong to Nokomis. And that's turnover number 10 by Hillsboro. Under a minute to play in the first quarter. As Nokomis gets the ball back in the backcourt. Walking it into the front court, Camden Ransdell off to Hendricks Barnes. Barnes, right side of the key. Now in between the circles, back to the right side, picks up his dribble. Now he's stuck. Gives it off to Austin McDowell. McDowell feeds underneath to Carter Sobel, and it's deflected out of bounds by Keaton Pruitt of Hillsboro. 38 seconds to go in the first quarter. Nokomis will get the ball on their baseline. Nokomis leading 17-4. Been kind of the deer in the headlight syndrome for Hillsboro tonight. Here's Ransdell with the ball out front for Nokomis. Back to Hendricks Barnes. Barnes back out to Austin McDowell as Nokomis runs some clock here. Now double foul. This will be Carter Sobel and Jordan Gregg, I suspect. Well, here we go. Carter Sobel on one foul. And Jordan Gregg, the other foul. Gregg gets his second, team's fifth for Hillsboro. Carter Sobel gets his second, team's third for Nokomis. And that results in a possession arrow. Awarding to, who are they going to give it to? Should be Hillsboro. Peyton Tester comes back in, Jordan Gregg is out. Well, the ball is going to go to Nokomis. The ball inbounded to Camden Ransdell, who gets the easy layup. Camden with 4 points tonight. And Nokomis out to a 19-4 lead. But winding down the first quarter, 15 seconds to go. Hillsboro with the ball. Drake Payton in the front court. Drake back out front to Keaton Pruitt with seven. Keaton off to Caden White. Caden trying to get open for the shot. Now forces the ball up at the buzzer, and that's it. After one quarter of play, It's Nokomis 19, Hillsboro 4, back with second quarter action in just a moment. A 19-4 lead as we get ready for second quarter action here at Nokomis. Nokomis leading Hillsboro. Hillsboro will get the basketball to begin the second quarter. And Hillsboro has Landon Carroll in the lineup now. He's a 6-foot junior. Peyton Tester's out there. Drake Payton, Alex Schreiber, and Caden White. Nokomis has McDowell, Hendricks Barnes. Ben Marley, who's checked in, a 6-foot-2 junior. Camden Ransdell and Braden Sobel. Hillsboro with the ball, trailing 19-4 as we get the second quarter underway. There's a pass to Payton in the corner. Back out to Caden White on the right wing. Caden, skip pass back to the baseline. Out to Landon Carroll, who's Peyton Tester from the free throw line, and he hits it. All 6 Hilltopper points tonight belong to Peyton Tester. And it's a 19-6 lead for Nokomis. We're 30 seconds into the second quarter. Nokomis with a basketball. There's Ransdell around to the left side, off to Austin McDowell. McDowell, one dribble, goes to Ben Marley near the left elbow. Back out to Braden Sobel. Here's McDowell on the left wing, right in front of the Hilltopper bench. Gives it back out to Hendricks Barnes. Around to Braden Sobel on the right wing, looks for the cutter. He gives the ball off to Camden Ransdell, and Nokomis resets. Here's Ransdell, off to Hendricks Barnes on the right side. Barnes hits Braden Sobel at the high post. Off to Ransdell. Ransdell near the arc, back out front to Braden Sobel. Braden about a step behind the arc. Lobs the ball down to Camden Ransdell. Ransdell goes in for the reverse layup, and he cannot get it. Rebound Peyton Tester for Hillsboro. Out to Drake Payton. Hillsboro has the ball knocked away, picked up by Nokomis. Hendricks Barnes out to Austin McDowell. Austin feeds back to Barnes. Hendricks drives in, puts it off the glass and in. Barnes now with 5 points on the evening, and that makes it 21-6. Hillsboro running away with it. 6:19 to go in the first half. Here's Caden White with the basketball. Gives it off to Peyton Tester. Feeds across on the wing. Now out to Drake Payton, who drives the lane. Feeds it off underneath to Alex Schreiber. Gives back to Caden White for three. Good! And Caden White hits the tray. Caden's first bucket tonight. And that makes it 21-9. Under 6 minutes to play first half. Nokomis with a 21-9 lead and the basketball. Here's Ransdell off to Barnes. Open from 15. He's got it. Hendricks has 7 tonight. And that makes it 23-9. Hillsboro with the ball, trailing in the game. Here's Payton into the front court. Drake down to the baseline, feeds out front. Here's a three-pointer up and no good by Landon Carroll. Payton the rebound, the putback good. Drake Payton's first bucket tonight, 23-11. Nokomis with a 12-point lead in the ball, 5:22 to go, first half. Ransdell will walk the ball into the front court. Around to the right wing, gives it off to Hendricks Barnes down towards the baseline. Hendricks curls his way into the lane, goes in for the layup, and he missed it. Ball poked out front, picked up by Austin McDowell. Open for the three ball. Good! Austin McDowell has his second bucket of the night. He's got 5 points on the evening, and that makes it 26-11. Hillsboro behind in the game with the basketball, and now a foul called. This one will be against Camden Ransdell, his first, team's fourth for Nokomis. And into the contest, Alex Tosetti, a 6'1 sophomore for Nokomis. Here's Peyton Tester. Off to Landon Carroll. Back out to Drake Payton. Back to Landon on the right corner. Landon Carroll back out to Payton. Around to Caden White. Back to Payton. Inside to Tester. And Payton banks it off the glass. Peyton Tester with 8 points tonight. 26-13. Nokomis with the lead, the ball, and 4.5 to go in the first half. Ransdell will walk the ball into the front court. Right corner to McDowell. Austin back out front to Ben Marley. His pass deflected but picked up by McDowell. Now to Braden Sobel. Turnaround shot from 6, no good. Rebound Ransdell. He steps up, lays it up with the left hand, and got it. Nice move by Camden Ransdell. He's got 6. And a 28-13 lead for Nokomis. 4 minutes to go, first half. Hillsboro with the basketball. There's Caden White into the left corner to Peyton Tester. Tester fires the ball back to Peyton. Into the corner, Schreiber for three. It's off the mark. Rebound, Braden Sobel for Nokomis. Out to Austin McDowell. 3:45 to go, first half. Nokomis 28, Hillsboro 13. Nokomis with the ball. Off on the wing. It goes to Alex Tassetti. Back to Ransdell, back to Tassetti on the right wing. Tassetti works off a pick. Out near midcourt. Cuts to the left side. Gives the ball off to Braden Sobel. Skip pass to the near side. Knocked out of bounds by Drake Payton of Hillsboro. But the ball will belong to Nokomis in the backcourt. Here comes Jordan Gregg back in. Keaton Pruitt back in for Hillsboro. Landon Carroll and Caden White out. And timeout called. 3:20 to go in this first half. Your score, Nokomis 28, Hillsboro 13. Back with more basketball from Nokomis High School right after these messages. 3 minutes, 20 seconds left in this first half. Nokomis 28, Hillsboro 13. Nokomis will inbound the ball in the backcourt. Tassetti gets it into McDowell. Carter Sobel's back in, replacing Braden Sobel. Here's a high-low pass down to Ransdell, who grabs and lays it off the glass and in. 8 points for Camden Ransdell. 30-13, Nokomis in the lead. Hillsboro with the ball. Drake Payton had it knocked away, and it's picked up by Nokomis. Turnover number 12 by Hillsboro. Here's Ransdell down the lane, lays it up, no good, and a blocking foul. Called against Hillsboro. And this one's against Jordan Gregg. That's going to be his third, team sixth. And a couple of free throws for Camden Ransdell of Nokomis coming up. First toss is no good. Score remains Nokomis 30, Hillsboro 13. Caden White's back in for Jordan Gregg for Hillsboro. Alex Tassetti is out for Nokomis. Ben Marley out for Nokomis. Into the game, B.J. Chaussee and Braden Sobel returns. B.J. Chaussee, a 6-foot senior. Meanwhile, Camden Ransdell will try to make the second free throw attempt. He's awarded, and he cannot. Rebound, Drake Payton. Outlet pass to Caden White. Caden stops, spins, puts it up, and no good. Rebound by Peyton Kester, and the putback good. Peyton with 10 points tonight. And that makes it 30-15. Nokomis with the lead, the ball, and 2:40 to go in the first half. Here's Ransdell around to the left side of McDowell into Carter Sobel. And now we're going to have a foul call against Carter Sobel. As the ball was knocked away and Sobel reached, Carter gets his third, team's fifth. So it's Carter Sobel back to the bench. Ben Marley is back in for Nokomis. Alex Schreiber will inbound the ball in the backcourt for Hillsboro. 2.5 remaining in the first half. Toppers are trailing 30-15. And have the basketball. Here's Schreiber, top of the key. Alex off to Drake Payton. Drake back around to the free throw line. Feeds off to Peyton Tester. Off Peyton's hands and deflected out of bounds. It's going to belong to Hillsboro. Last touch by Nokomis. So the Toppers will get it on their baseline. Schreiber the trigger man. Ball comes into Peyton Tester. Across to Caden White. Open for the three ball. Good! Caden with the second tray of the quarter. He's got six. That makes it 30-18. So the Nokomis lead cut down to a dozen. 2:06 to go first half. Nokomis with the ball. Hendricks Barnes out to Braden Sobel. Around to Austin McDowell. Austin fires it back out front. Give it out to B.J. Chaussee. Into Sobel. Marley off to McDowell. Open for three. Good! Austin McDowell. And another tray. He's got 8 points tonight, his second tray of the evening. 33-18. Nokomis in the lead. 100 seconds to play first half. Hillsboro with the basketball. And a foul called on the baseline as Peyton Tester tried to clear the pass across the baseline. And this foul called it. Well, we're going to have to wait for the. I think it's going to be Braden Sobel. Yeah. Braden gets his first, team sixth for Nokomis. Chaussee is out. Ransdell back in for Nokomis. And Hillsboro to inbound on the baseline. And then Caden White tosses it out of bounds over the head of Peyton Tester for turnover number 13 by the Toppers. A 33-18 lead for Nokomis. Nokomis with the ball with 1:35 to go in the first half. Here's Ransdell into the front court. Around to the right side, off to Ben Marley. Marley back out front to Hendricks Barnes, around to Ransdell, open for the three. It's no good. Ball tipped, and Peyton Tester, an outlet pass. Ahead to Keaton Pruitt. Gives off to Drake Payton. Caden wide open for three from the corner. No good. And Caden will get three free throws as he was fouled by Ben Marley. Ben will get his first personal foul, seventh team foul for Nokomis. And Caden White will shoot three free throws for Hillsboro. 70 seconds to go in the first half. A 33-18 lead for Nokomis. Hillsboro's Caden White, the 5'11 senior at the line. Free throw is no good. A little bit long. Caden's second free throw attempt is on the way. This one is no good. And his third free throw attempt coming up. And the shot this time is good. Caden with 7 points tonight, 33-18. Marley is out. And Alex Tassetti back in for Nokomis. A 33-19 lead for Nokomis. Nokomis will inbound the basketball. As we wind down the first half of play here at Nokomis High School, Tassetti into the front court. Gives off to Hendricks Barnes on the right wing. Barnes drives into the edge of the lane. Dumps the ball off to Austin McDowell in the corner. Back out front to Ransdell. Under a minute to play first half. Here's Tassetti with the ball. Bounce pass across to Hendricks Barnes. Barnes gives the ball off to Ransdell underneath to Tassetti. Alex gives it back out front to Camden Ransdell. 40 seconds to play first half. Nokomis leading 33-19. Ransdell drives down to the left baseline. Kicks the ball back out to McDowell. Nokomis is running some clock now. Here's Austin with the basketball, hounded by Drake Payton. Gets it off to Ransdell. Feeds underneath to Barnes. Hendricks puts it off the glass and in. Barnes with nine. 35-19 is the Nokomis lead. 15 seconds to go first half. Hillsboro with the ball. Here's Schreiber into the corner. Three ball up and around and out. No good by Keaton Pruitt. The putback is good by Drake Payton. Payton with 4 points tonight. 3 seconds to go. McDowell from midcourt. A long shot is short. After the first half of play here at Nokomis High School, your score, Nokomis 35, Hillsboro 21. Back with third quarter action right after these messages. Harry Toad back at Nokomis High School. We get ready for the third quarter. Nokomis with a 35-21 lead over the Hillsboro Hilltoppers. Coming up tomorrow morning, we'll have Sports Saturday for you at 9:03 on FM 106.1. Sunday, it's Illini basketball. The Illini host Penn State. We'll have live coverage at 5 on WAOX 105.3, the Ox. It'll be Nokomis basketball. Tassetti, McDowell, Barnes, Braden Sobel, and Camden Ransdell in for Nokomis. Drake Payton, Jordan Gregg, Caden White, Alex Schreiber, and Peyton Tester in for Hillsboro. Here we go. Nokomis with the ball to start the third quarter. McDowell gives it out to Camden Ransdell. Ransdell to the free throw line, into the corner. Tassetti for three, no good. Rebound weak side, Ransdell. He turns around, puts it up, no good. And Drake Payton the rebound. Outlet pass to Caden White. Caden has to rush down into the corner on the offensive end of the floor to get the ball. And now his pass to Peyton Tester. Deflects out of bounds. Turnover number 14 by Hillsboro. 35-21 lead for Nokomis. Nokomis to inbound the basketball. Hillsboro's going to come with some backcourt pressure now. Ball comes into Tassetti. Alex Tassetti, a 6'1 sophomore, into the front court for Nokomis. Tassetti around to the left side of the key. Gives it off to McDowell. Now to Braden Sobel. Knocked away. Picked up by Drake Payton for Hillsboro. Drake, a behind-the-back dribble. Lays it up and in. And what a move. What a move that was by Drake Payton. Wow. He was coming down the floor, put the ball around his back to evade the defender, laid it off the glass and in, and drew the foul. So he has a chance for an old-fashioned three-point play. Foul that time was on Camden Ransdell. That's going to be his first, team's first. And the free throw by Payton is good. Drake with 7 points tonight. That makes it 35-24. It's closest that Hillsborough's been for a while. 7-12 to go third quarter. Nokomis with the lead and the basketball. Ransdell down the edge of the lane. McDowell from the corner. A three ball's up. No good. Rebound Braden Sobel. Put back no good. Peyton Kester the rebound. Outlet pass to Peyton. Here comes Drake in for the layup, and it's good. And an illegal pick set in there by Hillsborough. So the basket won't count. And the foul that time. Gonna have to wait for the board on this one. I think it's gonna be on Alex Schreiber, yeah. Alex gets the foul, his first, team's first. Turnover 15 by Hillsborough. So that takes 2 points off the board for Hillsborough. Gives the ball back to Nokomis. 7 minutes to go third quarter. Nokomis leading 35-24. Here's Ransdell out to McDowell. Austin on the left wing for Nokomis. Skip pass off to Barnes on the right side. Hendricks to the elbow. Dives down to the baseline, puts it up and in. Good night from Hendricks Barnes. He's got 11. And it's a 37-24 lead for Nokomis. Hillsborough with the basketball. Payton, his pass to midcourt, deflected away. Turnover 16 by Hillsborough. And now we're going to have a foul called against Hillsborough's Alex Schreiber, I believe. And Alex will get his second personal foul, second team foul. Out of bounds for Nokomis on the Nokomis baseline. A 13-point lead for Nokomis, 6:24 to go third quarter. McDowell fires the ball back out to Hendricks Barnes. Barnes drives inside the lane, turns around, puts up the shot, and is fouled by Jordan Gregg. Gregg will get his fourth personal foul, third team foul, and this will put Barnes at the line to shoot two for Nokomis. Quickly off the bench, Keaton Pruitt, the 5'11 junior. He'll be coming in for Jordan Gregg here in a moment. After Hendricks Barnes shoots his first free throw, which is good. Hendricks with a dozen points tonight. 38-24 the Nokomis lead, so Jordan Gregg exits, and Keaton Pruitt is back in for Hillsborough. Next toss by Barnes is good. Hendricks with a baker's dozen. 39-24, Nokomis in the lead. 6:19 to go, third quarter. Hillsborough inbounds the basketball to Caden White. Caden pounded in the backcourt there by Hendricks Barnes. Gets it into the front court. Off to Drake Payton. Payton, a bounce pass to White. There's Peyton Kester across to Schreiber. Schreiber back to Caden White. Caden drives the baseline, puts up the 10-footer, no good. Rebound pulled down by Austin McDowell for Nokomis. Here's Austin, left wing. Into the corner to Camden Ransdell. Ransdell works around a pick, curls into the lane, and we're going to have a foul against Hillsborough. And this foul is going to be against Keaton Pruitt, his first, team's fourth. Out of bounds for Nokomis. Off the bench, Christian Hernandez, a 5'10 senior. So Hernandez comes in and replaces Alex Schreiber for Hillsborough. Barnes will inbound the ball to McDowell. Austin wide open for the tray, and he missed it. There wasn't anybody within 10 feet of him that time. Christian Hernandez picks the ball up off the floor, gives it out to Caden White for Hillsborough. Caden tries to feed back to Hernandez, and it's intercepted by Nokomis. Barnes down the lane. Off to Carter Sobel. Layup with the left hand, good. Carter Sobel with 8 points tonight. 41-24 is the Nokomis lead. 5:17 to go, third quarter. Hillsborough with the basketball. Here's Pruitt into the front court for the Toppers. Back out to Drake Payton. Payton double teamed, and now timeout call by Hillsborough. 5:07 to go, third quarter. It's Nokomis 41, Hillsborough 24. Back with more in just a moment. FM 106. Jennifer Graham producing our broadcast tonight. Thanks to our friends at Nokomis for their hospitality. As we are ready to resume play here in the third quarter, with about 5 minutes remaining, and Nokomis leading 41-24. Here we go. Hillsboro inbounds the basketball. Payton off to Caden White along the right sideline. Back to the top of the key. Off to Keaton Pruitt. Back to Caden White. Payton in the corner. Payton Tester feeds backdoor. Christian Hernandez, the layup no good. Rebound pulled down by Camden Ransdell for Nokomis. Ransdell feeds off underneath the Sobel, and it's out of bounds as Carter didn't see the ball coming. Turnover number six by Nokomis. 4:44 to go, third quarter. A 41-24 lead for Nokomis. Hillsboro gets the basketball back. Here's Payton off to Caden White. Still in the backcourt, now into the front court to Pruitt. Keaton Pruitt off to Drake Payton at the top of the key. Payton gives the ball off to Caden White. Caden open for the three ball. It's no good. Camden Ransdell the rebound for Nokomis. Outlet pass to Hendricks Barnes. Barnes into the front court. Stands there and holds the ball for a moment. Now he puts it on the floor, drives down the lane, double pumps, puts up the six-footer, no good. Christian Hernandez, the rebound for Hillsboro, out to Caden White. Into the corner, Pruitt's going to pop the three ball, it's no good. Rebound Hendricks Barnes for Nokomis. 4 minutes to go, third quarter, and now timeout called. With half the third quarter gone, your score, Nokomis 41, Hillsboro 24. Back with more from Nokomis High School right after these messages. We'll have scores for you tomorrow morning on Spotlight on Sports. On Sports Saturday, we'll be talking about what's happened this past week in girls' regional play. And the boys' regional tournament pairings were released earlier today. We'll be talking about those, some of those matchups. 9:03 tomorrow morning on Sports Saturday. Nokomis with the basketball and a 41-24 lead. Here's McDowell at the free throw line for Nokomis. Gives the ball off to B.J. Chaussee. Who's checked into the lineup. Here's Braden Sobel. Turnaround 12-footer, no good. Rebound Carter Sobel, put that good. Carter has 10 points tonight. 43-24, a 19-point lead for Nokomis. 3.5 to play third quarter. Here's Pruitt into the front court for the Toppers. Underneath to Payton Tester, layup good. Tester with a dozen. 43-26, Nokomis in the lead with the basketball. 3:18 to go third quarter. Hendricks Barnes with the basketball. Hendricks, top of the key. Feeds off on the wing to B.J. Chaussee. Now into Braden Sobel. Knocked away, picked up by Hillsboro. Here comes Payton with the basketball. Feeds to Payton Tester. His shot blocked, but the tip is up and good. See who they give that basket to. They're going to give that basket to Payton Tester, and he's got 14. That makes it 43-28. Nokomis in the lead with the ball. 2:45 to go, third quarter. Now a foul underneath against Hillsboro. And the foul's on, I believe, Christian Hernandez. It's going to be his first, team's fifth. Out of bounds for Nokomis. Carter Sobel out. And Ben Marley back in for Nokomis. Caden White out for Hillsboro, and Landon Carroll is back in. And Nokomis will inbound the basketball on their baseline. They get it into Camden Ransdell. Ransdell walks it back out to the top of the key. Round to the left side, gives it off to Austin McDowell. McDowell, bounce pass back out to Ben Marley at the top of the key. Marley, left side to McDowell, Austin. Has the ball poked from behind, but Marley picks it back up for Nokomis. They feed off underneath. Here's McDowell from right underneath the basket. He gets the easy bucket. McDowell with 10 points tonight. 45-28. Nokomis in the lead. Hillsboro with the ball. 2:12 to go third quarter. There's Carroll. Underneath. They try to get the ball to Alex Schreiber, and the ball knocked out of bounds by Nokomis. Ball will belong to the Toppers on their baseline. McDowell is out, and Hendricks Barnes back in for Nokomis. Schreiber, the trigger man for Hillsboro. Out to Peyton Tester, almost to midcourt. Around to the left side. Off to Keaton Pruitt. Here's Drake Payton. Into the corner to Landon Carroll. Carroll feeds off to Peyton Tester. A low pass, but Peyton comes up with it. Now feeds to Schreiber in the lane. Back out to Drake Payton for the three ball. Good. Payton hits the tray. He's got 10 tonight. That makes it 45-31. Nokomis with the lead, and Hillsborough knocks the ball out of bounds as B.J. Chaussee tries to get it in bounds for Nokomis. 100 seconds to play in the third quarter. Nokomis leading by 14, 45-31. They inbound the ball. Comes into Hendricks Barnes. Here's Ransdell. Into the front court for Nokomis. Down the edge of the lane. B.J. Chaussee, a three ball from the left corner. No good. Ben Marley grabs the rebound, feeds to Chaussee. Reverse layup by B.J., no good. Braden Sobel the rebound, put back good. Braden has 6 points tonight. 47-31 Nokomis. 75 seconds to go, third quarter. Hillsborough with the basketball. Into the corner to Landon Carroll. Back to Keaton Pruitt, who had to leap high to grab the ball. Now he lost it. Picked up by Camden Ransdell of Nokomis. In for the layup, and he's fouled. And that'll be a foul on Pruitt, his second, team's sixth, and two free throws for Camden Ransdell of Nokomis. Well, Tassetti and McDowell are going to come back in for Nokomis, and Jordan Gregg coming back in for Hillsborough along with Caden White. And the first free throw by Ransdell is no good. B.J. Chaussee leaves along with Ben Marley for Nokomis. And Keaton Pruitt and Drake Payton will leave for Hillsborough. 1 minute, 1 second remaining third quarter. Nokomis leads it 47-31, and Camden Ransdell will get his second free throw attempt. This toss is no good, and the rebound out of bounds, but a foul called on Alex Tassetti of Nokomis. Alex will get his first personal foul, second team foul, out of bounds for Hillsborough, as we are now under a minute to play in the third quarter. Caden White into the front court for Hillsborough. Down to the right baseline. Fires it across to Landon Carroll for three. Good. Landon Carroll gets his first bucket tonight. It's a three ball. And that makes it 47-34. Nokomis in the lead with the ball. 40 seconds to go, third quarter. Ransdell around to the right side to Alex Tassetti. Tassetti puts the ball on the floor twice. Back out front to Hendricks Barnes. Back to Tassetti on the right wing. Looks for the cutter through the lane. Comes back out front, gives off to Austin McDowell. 21 seconds and counting. As we wind down the third quarter, here's Camden Ransdell. Ransdell holding the ball, gives off to McDowell with 13. Austin with it. 9 seconds to go. They try to go back door, and Nokomis throws it away. Eighth turnover. 4 seconds to go. Caden White stops, pops from 10. No good, and that's going to do it. After three quarters of play here at Nokomis, it's Nokomis 47, Hillsborough 34. Back with fourth quarter action in just a moment. Hillsborough will get the basketball to begin the fourth quarter. Toppers are trailing by 13 points, 47-34. It's Caden White, Alex Schreiber, Peyton Tester, Drake Payton, and Jordan Gregg for Hillsborough. We'll catch up to the Nokomis kids here in just a second. Gregg in the left corner. Back out to Alex Schreiber. Here's Caden White to Drake Payton into Peyton Tester. And Peyton is called for traveling. Turnover number 19 by Hillsborough. Nokomis has Austin McDowell, Camden Ransdell, Hendricks Barnes, Braden Sobel, and Carter Sobel in the lineup. And Nokomis inbounds the ball in the backcourt. Fourth quarter underway. Nokomis leading 47-34. Here's Barnes. Off to Camden Ransdell. Ransdell into the front court now for Nokomis. Off to the left side, reverses direction, into the right corner to Hendricks Barnes. Barnes back out front to Carter Sobel. Carter gives it off to McDowell. Austin pivoting around outside the arc, left side. Into the left corner to Braden Sobel. Pass deflected away. Toppers come up with it. They feed out to Caden White. The ball is kicked out of bounds, and the ball is going to belong to Hillsborough. Hillsborough will get the ball on their baseline. Ball comes into Peyton Tester, who banks it off the glass and in. Peyton with 16 points tonight. 47-36. So Hillsborough cuts the lead down to 11. 7 minutes to go in the ball game. Nokomis with the lead and the basketball. Here's Camden Ransda with it. Around to Hendricks Barnes. Way out on the right wing. Braden Sobel, top of the key. Pass deflected, picked up by Barnes. 10-footer, no good. Ball tipped back out. Barnes dives on the floor for it along with Caden White. Jump ball. This will belong to Nokomis. 6:45 to go in the game. Nokomis 47, Hillsborough 36. Christian Hernandez coming back in for Hillsborough. He's going to replace Jordan Gregg. And Nokomis will inbound the basketball near midcourt. Comes into Ransdell. Camden. A couple of dribbles off the Hendricks Barnes on the right wing, about two steps behind the arc. Into Braden Sobel at the right elbow and a pushing foul. Called against Christian Hernandez of Hillsborough. And Hernandez will get his second personal foul, 17th team foul, and the 1-1 kicks in for Braden Sobel. Braden with 6 points tonight. The 6'5 senior will shoot the 1-1 bonus for Nokomis. Free throw up, free throw good. 7 points for Braden. That makes it 48-36, so the lead is back to a dozen now for Nokomis. Scores tomorrow morning at 7:30 on Spotlight on Sports. Next toss by Sobel, no good. Rebound by Carter Sobel. Putback is no good. Ball saved from being, oh, no. Ransdell made a great attempt to try to save the ball, but he was out of bounds. The ball will go back to Hillsborough. 6.5 minutes to go in the game. Toppers are trailing by a dozen. They have the basketball. Here's Drake Payton into the front court. Gives off to Schreiber. Alex down the lane, lays it up and in. Nice move by Schreiber. His first point, first bucket tonight. 48-38. So the lead is cut to 10. Nokomis with the lead and the basketball. 6:10 to go in the game. Here's Ransdell with it. Right side off to Hendricks Barnes. Barnes back out to Braden Sobel at the point. Off to Carter Sobel, who puts it off the glass. No good. Put back by Braden is good. Braden with 9 points tonight. 50-38. Nokomis by a dozen again. Under 6 minutes to play in the game. Hillsborough with the basketball. There's Caden White. Back out to Drake Payton. Drake around to Alex Schreiber. Schreiber back to Caden White. Drake Payton drives the left baseline. Feeds out to Schreiber. Off to Caden White. White back to Schreiber, right side. They go to Jordan Gregg, drives in, one-handed 10-foot shot, no good. And the rebound pulled down by Hendricks Barnes of Nokomis. Barnes into the front court, and now time called by Nokomis. 5:23 remaining in this game. It's Nokomis 50, Hillsborough 38. Back with more basketball in just a moment. Terry Toad back at Nokomis High School, 5:23 to go in this game. A 12-point advantage for Nokomis, 50-38. And the ball will belong to Nokomis at midcourt following the timeout. Here we go. Ransdell off to Hendricks Barnes on the right wing. Barnes back out front to Austin McDowell. Back to Barnes. Hendricks lobs into Braden Sobel in the low block. Turnaround shot no good. Carter Sobel the rebound, but it's out of bounds and it's going to belong to Hillsborough. Carter tried to keep it in play and couldn't walk the tightrope. So the ball back to Hillsborough with 5 minutes to go in the game. Toppers are trailing 50-38. Here's Drake Payton. Back out front to Caden White. Payton Tester off to Jordan Gregg. Back to Caden White. Caden around to Schreiber, right side of the key. Alex, one dribble into the right corner to Jordan Gregg. Gregg drives the baseline, reverse layup. Good. What a nice move by Jordan that was. Wow. His first bucket of the night. 50-40. Hillsborough cuts it to 10. And now Nokomis needs a timeout because, no, they didn't get the timeout called, and it's a five-second violation. So that's turnover number 10 by Nokomis. Nokomis tried to call timeout, but the 5 seconds had already elapsed, so the ball will go back to Hillsborough on the Toppers baseline. Ball comes in to Peyton Tester, who drives in, puts up the shot, and is fouled by Carter Sobel. Carter will get his fourth personal foul, third team foul, and Peyton Tester will be at the line to shoot two for Hillsboro. 4.5 minutes to go in the game. Nokomis leads this one by 10, 50-40. But Hillsboro has the 6'3 senior Peyton Tester at the line to shoot two. Free throw up, free throw good. Peyton with 17 points tonight. Makes it 50-41. Jordan Gregg out, Christian Hernandez back in for Coach Joe Vanzo and the Toppers. And Peyton Tester is going to try to make this an 8-point game, the closest the Toppers have been in quite a while. Free throw up, free throw good. 18 points for Peyton Tester and a 50-42 lead for Nokomis. 4.5 to play in the game. Nokomis with the basketball. Here's Barnes on the right wing. Looks for some help, puts it on the floor, drives in, lost the basketball, scramble for it, and it's going to be a jump ball or a foul. I think it's going to be a foul. Foul's going to be on Caden White of Hillsboro. Caden's first, team's eighth, and that puts Hendricks Barnes at the charity stripe for the 1-1. Hendricks with 13 points tonight. Hernandez out, Jordan Gregg back in for Hillsboro. Nokomis leading by 8, 50-42, 4:19 to go in the game. Barnes will shoot the 1-1 for Nokomis. Free throw up, good. Hendricks with 14 points tonight. That makes it 51-42. And they'll try to restore that 10-point lead for Nokomis with the second free throw here. And Barnes' toss is on the way, and this one is good as well. 15 points for Hendricks Barnes, and back to a 10-point advantage for Nokomis, 52-42. Hillsboro with the basketball. Here's Payton with the ball, and he stepped on the sidelines. Out of bounds, turnover number 20. Christian Hernandez will check back in for Hillsboro. A situational substitution, Jordan Gregg is out. 4:10 to go in the game. Nokomis with a 10-point lead, 52-42. McDowell will inbound the basketball in the backcourt to Camden Ransdell. Ransdell walks the ball into the front court for Nokomis, off to Hendricks Barnes. Barnes flips the ball out front to Camden Ransdell. Ransdell off to Austin McDowell and Payton. Drake Payton got caught holding the jersey of Austin McDowell. And Drake gets his second personal foul, ninth team foul. And that'll put McDowell at the line to shoot the 1-1. 3:55 to go in the game. Nokomis leads by 10, 52-42. McDowell, first front end of a 1-1 is good. Austin with 11 points tonight. That makes it 53-42, Nokomis. And McDowell with the second toss is good. He's got a dozen. And it's a 54-42 lead for Nokomis. Payton with the ball for Hillsboro. Across to Jordan Gregg. Gregg into the corner to Alex Schreiber. Peyton Tester at the free throw line. Goes to the left corner to Drake Payton. And Drake has the ball come off his knee, but it's picked up by Alex Schreiber, who misses the shot from point blank range. And the rebound pulled down by Nokomis. 3.5 to play in the ballgame. Nokomis leading by 12, 54-42. Nokomis with the basketball. Here's Barnes with it. Back out front to McDowell. Off to Camden Ransdell. Ransdell to Hendricks Barnes. Barnes back to Ransdell. Camden drives inside the lane. Has a ball poked from behind. Loose on the floor. And stolen away. Payton drives in and tries for the dunk and missed it. Drake Payton tried for the slam dunk and he missed it. Nokomis comes up with the rebound. 3 minutes to go in the game. And now a foul called against Hillsboro. This will be two shots as Hillsboro's into the double bonus now. That's the 10th team foul on Hillsboro, the second foul on Caden White. And Hendricks Barnes will shoot two for Nokomis. A 54-42 lead for Nokomis. Barnes free throw, no good. Here comes Keaton Pruitt back in for Hillsboro. He's going to replace Alex Schreiber. And Barnes will get his second free throw attempt. Hendricks has 15 points on the night. And the toss is right on the money. 16 for Hendricks Barnes. That makes it 55-42 in timeout call. 2:55 to go in this game. Again, Nokomis 55, Hillsboro 42. Back with more basketball in just a moment. 2 minutes and 55 seconds left in this game. A 55-42 lead for Nokomis. Hillsboro with the basketball following the timeout. Here's Payton into the front court to Jordan Gregg. Back to Drake Payton. Payton into the right corner. Now drives into the lane. Tries to feed across to Peyton Tester, and the ball kicked out of bounds by Nokomis. So the ball will belong to Hillsboro on their baseline. Trigger man will be Caden White for the Toppers. Caden lobs the ball into Peyton Tester. Back out to Peyton. Drake Payton now feeds underneath to Peyton Tester, who tries to feed across to Jordan Gregg, and it's out of his reach. And goes out of bounds, and turnover number 21 for the Toppers. Here comes Alex Schreiber back in for Hillsboro. He's going to replace Jordan Gregg. 2:36 to go in the game. A 55-42 lead for Nokomis. And Austin McDowell inbounds a ball to Carter Sobel. Gives right back to Austin. Now Camden Ransdell. He'll bring it into the front court for Nokomis. Off to Hendricks Barnes. Barnes, one dribble. And now a holding foul against Peyton Tester of Hillsboro. Peyton will get his third personal foul. Carter Sobel will shoot a couple of free throws for Nokomis. Carter with 10 points tonight. 2:21 remaining in the game and a 13-point lead for Nokomis. And it stays that way as Carter Sobel cannot connect on the first of two free throws. Schreiber is out. Jordan Gregg back in for Hillsboro. And the next toss from the 6'8 sophomore, Carter Sobel, is no good. Peyton Tester, the rebound for Hillsboro. Off to Drake Payton. Payton into the front court. Off to Jordan Gregg. Gregg drives in, feeds off to Peyton Tester. Off to Caden White in the left corner. Back to Jordan Gregg. Skip pass to the right corner, but over the head of Keaton Pruitt and out of bounds. Turnover number 22 by Hillsboro. Schreiber back in. Gregg is out for the Toppers. 2:05 remaining in the game. A 55-42 lead for Nokomis. Here's Camden Ransdell in the backcourt. Now crosses the midcourt stripe. Top of the key. Gives it off to Hendricks Barnes, left side of the key. Now to Austin McDowell. McDowell drives along the sidelines. Feeds off to Barnes out front, and a foul called on Caden White of Hillsboro. Caden will get his third personal foul. And a couple of free throws coming for Hendricks Barnes again. With 108 seconds left in the ball game. A 55-42 Nokomis lead. And Barnes' first free throw attempt is good. Hendricks with 17 tonight. 56-42 Nokomis. Gregg is back in. Schreiber out for Hillsboro. And Barnes with a second free throw attempt for Nokomis. Nothing but net. 18 points for Hendricks. 57-42. Nokomis with the lead. Hillsboro with the ball with 100 seconds to play in the game. Here's Jordan Gregg with it. Off to Caden White. Caden left side. Drives in. Jump stop. Puts up the one-handed shot in the lane. No good. And Braden Sobel the rebound for Nokomis. 90 seconds to play. Nokomis going to win this game tonight. Here's Camden Ransdell down to Carter Sobel, who lays it up and in. And I think they're going to not allow the basket. Going to have a foul before the shot against Jordan Gregg, and he'll foul out of the ball game. And Schreiber will check back in for him. Meanwhile, Camden Ransdell will shoot two free throws. Minute 22 to go in the game. Nokomis leading by 15 points. And it stays that way as Ransdell can't connect on the first of two free throws. Ransdell, the 6'3 senior. We'll get a second toss here. And this one is right on the money. 9 points for Camden. And a 58-42 lead for Nokomis. 80 seconds to play in the game. Hillsborough with the ball, White. Out to Drake Payton. Back to Caden White. Caden launches the three ball, but that was blocked, and Carter Sobel comes up with it. Here's McDowell in the backcourt, now across the midcourt stripe, and he's fouled by Caden White. Caden gets his fourth. McDowell will be at the line to shoot two. Austin this evening with a dozen points. 1 minute, 2 seconds left in the contest. McDowell's free throw good. 16 points. Check that, 13 points for Austin. 58-42, Nokomis leads. And some changes. Back in is Alex Tassetti for Nokomis. Ben Marley back in. Hillsborough brings in Landon Carroll. Also in for the Toppers, Grant Hamby, a 6'2 senior, along with Caden Lemon, a 5'7 junior. Second free throw by McDowell is good. Austin with 14 points tonight. He leaves the ball game, and B.J. Chaussey's back in for him. So it's a 60-42 lead for Nokomis. 1 minute, 2 seconds to go in the game. And Hillsborough with the basketball. Lemon off to Landon Carroll, into the corner to Keaton Pruitt. Ball kicked out of bounds by Nokomis. Here comes Trevor Wright, a 6'2 junior in, along with Isaiah Bruder, a 6'6 junior. Carter Sobel out, Hendricks Barnes out. Under a minute to play. Hillsborough will inbound the basketball. Comes in from Nick Andre, the 5'11 sophomore for Hillsborough. Back out front to Pruitt. Bounce pass inside to Hamby, and it's knocked away. And Nokomis comes up with it. 43 seconds to go in the game. Nokomis leads it 60-42. Here's Alex Tassetti out front with the basketball. Tassetti around to the right side. Gives it off to Trevor Wright. Trevor back out near midcourt. He's inside to Ben Marley. Ben pivots around near the right elbow. Gives it back out to Trevor Wright. 21 seconds to go. Here's Wright, top of the key. Off to the right side. Back out to Tassetti. Clock down to 14 seconds. As Nokomis will run the clock out. 9 seconds to go. Here's Wright in the corner. Bounce pass to Marley. And Nokomis is going to win this one, the final. Nokomis 60. And Hillsborough 42, back with a wrap-up in just a moment. Well, the final tonight, Nokomis 60, Hillsborough 42. Scoring-wise for Hillsborough, 10 points from Drake Payton. 7 points from Caden White. 3 from Landon Carroll, 2 from Alex Schreiber, 18 points from Peyton Tester, and 2 from Jordan Gray. Quarters of 4, 17, 13, and 8. Hillsborough 4 of 8 from the charity stripe, 24 turnovers with the loss. Hillsborough now 15 and 10 on the season. Nokomis got 9 points for Camden Ransdell, 14 from Austin McDowell, 10 points from Carter Sobel, 18 points from Hendricks Barnes, 9 points from Braden Sobel. Quarters of 19, 16, 12, and 13. Nokomis 14 of 24 from the charity stripe. Had 11 turnovers, and with the win, Nokomis now 19 and 7 on the season. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Thanks to our sponsors who made the broadcast possible. Tune in tomorrow morning at 7:30 for Spotlight on Sports and all the scores from around the area. Once again, the final, Nokomis 60, Hillsborough 42. Terry Toad saying good night from Nokomis.